Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Hector Barreto is here. Hector is a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, going back more than a dozen years. He's the chairman of the Latino Coalition, and as you know, he served as the administrator of the SBA under George W. Bush for half a dozen years, and as I said earlier, was the best one in the history of the agency. And he's the author of The Engine of America and currently in Cleveland, taking part in the Republican convention. And he's got big doings going on up there, and I'm going to ask him to tell us about that. Hector Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me be with your listeners. They're the best listeners on radio. I know that.
Absolutely. You got that right. Hey, Hector, I know you're there in Cleveland because of the convention, but you've got your own thing going on up there. I want you to tell us about
it. Sure. You know, the Latino Coalition, we're not a political organization, so, I mean, we'll work with anybody that wants to help small business and help the Hispanic community. So this has kind of been the tradition. We've been doing these conventions now for probably about 20 years. I remember going to my first convention in 2000. But we're having a big event here tomorrow, and it's an event. And I mean, the title of the event is it the best of times or the worst of times for the Hispanic community? Because you can argue it from both sides. We have Chris Christie coming to tomorrow, so we're excited about that. Huh. Chris has been with us before, and he's going to be our keynote speaker. And we've had several congressmen coming by, and I think folks from the RNC are coming by, and so it's going to be a big day for us. And we're also going to be releasing a nationwide poll. We're going to release part of it this week, and then we're going to release part of it next week at the DNC convention, just trying to get a finger on the pulse of these Hispanic voters.
Well, so tell us about the poll. What are you going to be asking them?
Well, listen, the same things that we've been asking them for a long time, but we just really wanted to gain them right before this convention. So the poll that we're releasing today is just Hispanic Republicans. So that's all that we're talking about today in this poll. And asking them what they're looking at, what's important to them. I don't think it's going to surprise you. The economic issues are huge for them.
Yeah.
But something that's crept up, and we haven't seen it before, is there's a lot of interest right now on national security, on terrorism, obviously because of everything that's in the news. And also what's happening in our country. A lot of Hispanics are affected by the violence in this country and, by the way, by the terrorism that's taking around the world. So that has come up.
So we should, you know, there's no reason for us to assume that any particular community in America isn't as touched by this level of unsettlement, being so unsettled. And concerned as we all are about our safety, not only from homegrown stuff, but bad guys from the outside.
That's right, Jimmy. You know, one thing that we've found out painfully is that terrorism, violence, crime—they don't discriminate. You know, they hurt everybody, and it reminds us when we have tough times like we're having right now that we really are all in this together. So we've got to come up with solutions together. Well, hopefully at these conventions we're going to hear some of those solutions.
Well, look at this. I mean, we had a what seems to be an Islamic attack in Orlando that killed all those folks.
Mm-hmm.
But then
mm-hmm.
we had a racial murder in Dallas and murdered five of those and three more in Baton Rouge recently.
That's right.
What's the difference?
Right. Well, listen,
you know what I mean?
Day,
people, innocent people died because somebody was unhinged. And if we don't do what we have to do to protect our folks, whether it be from people with religious or racial problems, you know, we've got anarchy. We don't have a safe society.
There's no doubt about it, Jim. And, you know, this one also reminds us you know, what people expect from their government at all levels, from the federal government, from the state government, local government. They expect security. They expect safety. They expect, you know, their families to be able to live another day. And when you have a breakdown like we've been having, again, internationally and domestically, it really scares a lot of folks. And I think that's why immigration and all these things are on their mind.
Well, and the authorities expect the elected leaders to back them up the way Rudy Giuliani did last night in his speech. So what are some of the other things you guys want to accomplish in your event?
Well, look, we're going to be, talking to these leaders. The congressmen are coming by. You know, we forget this is a nationwide election. Every congressman is up for election, and about a third of the senators. So it's not just the presidency that we're voting on. So we're going to be hearing from some of them. Obviously, we're going to be talking more about this poll. And we're also going to be shining a spotlight on some of the things that Hispanics are contributing to the economy. You and I have talked about this many times. Fastest growing segment of small businesses, those Hispanic businesses, 4 million companies that are generating close to $700 billion in revenue. And those numbers could double every 5 years. So we're going to talk about that. And it's not going to surprise you, Jim, because you talk about this all the time. What they're saying is, look, government, stop killing us with regulations, stop killing us with taxes, stop killing us with health care costs. And that's why they're so frustrated and angry in this election cycle.
Their health care costs have doubled like mine has.
Yep.
Just like mine has.
And you know what the problem, Jim, is that it's bad enough when these things are happening. It's worse when you feel like you've been lied to. You know, they made a lot of promises about all these reforms they were going to do, and it's turned out the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think how much do you think the Republicans are going to focus on Hispanics this week?
Well, you know what? One of the things that Reince Priebus and we're hoping to see him tomorrow at our event is said is as soon as this convention
the chairman of the RNC. Go ahead.
RNC, that's right. He says that as soon as this thing is over, they're going to go around the country talking to groups in the African American community and the Hispanic community. So. Yeah. You know, according to the chairman, they're not writing off that vote, and I think that they got some work to do because a lot of those folks, when we were talking about this earlier, they're not that partisan. They're kind of independent free agents.
I'm going to ask you about that when we come back. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Hector what he's seeing out there. Now, folks, Hector's father founded the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, so he's got a long taproot in the world of business and the Hispanic community. And so he's got some perspective, and I'm going to ask him about what's the trajectory of the Hispanic voter these days. After these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.